Happy birthday, second half of 2019. It's the Grow Great Daily Brief number 239 from Monday, July the 1st, 2019. In addition to the NBA free agency period and the NHL, which I am vastly more interested in. It's also the beginning of the second half of the year. Unbelievable, isn't it? Today, I want to provoke you to take a quantum leap forward. Might be uncomfortable. Hey, maybe it'll be exciting. Let's just give it our best and make it profitable. Learning, understanding, growing. You hear me say it over and over. Learning, understanding, growing. LUG. Let's start with a word. It's an important word, and it's one word that should remain at the forefront for you for the rest of this year and beyond. Curiosity. Curiosity. Get in touch with your curiosity. Don't sweat about the object of your curiosity. Just follow it. Spend some time with it so that it becomes an improved habit. You need to be in the habit of embracing your curiosity. As a leader, you're going to very quickly find yourself curious about any number of things pertaining to your career, your leadership, and your life. I'll throw some fuel on the fire. Think about the trifecta of successful business building. Getting new customers, serving existing customers better, not going crazy in the process. These three things. Follow your curiosity down these paths. Give it time. Ponder, ruminate, meditate, question. Question everything. Question everything deeply. Let one thing, just one thing, bubble to the top. One thing bubble to the top of the entire list. You may not think that there's time to pursue everything. It's very common. People will say, well, there's just no time for all that. Okay, well, assume that there is. Assume there is enough time. But concentrate on one thing, the one thing that you know. In your gut's not likely going to lie to you. The one thing that you know will move the needle the most, and maybe the fastest. It's likely something that's been nagging you for quite a while, something that you have long been fretting about, maybe something that you've been feeling, man, I really should do something about this. And for some reason, I don't know, maybe it has scared you off, so you put it off. Stop wasting time. Now, today is Monday, July the 1st, 2019. Now is the time to get on with it. Own the power to deal with it today on your terms. So guess what today is? Today is time to engage this enemy. Write it down. Yeah, write down your enemy. The object of your curiosity, the big question. Oh, it'll be a question. If it's not, then make it a question. It might be a what if question. It may be a why can't we question. It may be a who question. Don't rush into battle with this foe until you know what you're up against. This is really important. Figure out the question because this is the first real enemy that you have to conquer. Clarity. Clarity. You need clarity. Clarity on the true issue. And it's important that you get this right or else you're going to spend time trying to figure out the wrong thing. So sit still and figure it out. Ask yourself if this is really what you want to fix. Is this really the problem? Is this really the issue? Is this really what I want to fix? Is this really what I want to solve? Is this really what I want to remedy? Is this really what I want to improve? Do not advance until you're sure, as sure as you can be. Now, you can do this alone, or you can solicit outside help. There is an enormous power in having other people help, but don't let that stop you from moving forward. Once you have fully questioned the issue and you're satisfied that you have accurately identified the challenge, the opportunity, the whatever it is, now it's time to write it down. And you're probably going to have to rewrite this, by the way. That's fine. Rewrite it as many times as you need to get the wording as clear and as succinct and as precise and as powerful as possible. You're seeing a theme emerge, aren't you? It's clarity. This question should be concise. It should be clear. It should be blunt. It should be bold and to the point. Don't get caught up in fancy terminology. Don't get caught up in corporate lingo. Don't get caught up in industry speak. The focal point of the question is highly likely going to begin with one word, and that word is how. How? For example, many years ago, my curiosity led me down a path of, I wonder if we can fill in the blank. Well, I knew what the blank was. It was an offer that I wanted to make in the market that nobody else was making. Truth was, I didn't know anybody anywhere in America that was making this offer. And after wrestling with it for a few days, I morphed it into a how question And that's when I presented it to my team. How can we, here it was, and I threw the challenge out there. The result was a big quantum leap innovation to accomplish never done before by our company, by anybody in our market. In fact, at the time, like I said, I didn't know anybody anywhere doing it. But my team did it, and rather quickly too, I might add. All because we identified the challenge, we accepted the challenge, and we just refused to lose to it. In a phrase, we were determined to figure it out. This process is my birthday gift to you for the second half. I hope you'll try it, because there is no power in thinking about it. The power is in using it, doing it, deploying it, making it a habit for how you operate your life, your leadership, and your business. Now, I'm going to warn you that after tomorrow, I'm going to be dormant for the rest of the week. No, I'm not taking a vacation. I'm not even taking a day off. But I'm going to be doing exactly what I'm challenging you to do in today's show. I'm doing some work on what I want this podcast to look like, what I want this podcast to sound like for the rest of this year and moving forward. And there are some questions that I'm asking myself, like, if this podcast were like a party that I was hosting, who would I most want to attend? Who would I invite? If this podcast were like a party that I was hosting, what would I most want the theme to be? Who do I most want to work with? Translation, who do I most want to attract? How can I provide the most value to that group of people? What content would provide me the most joy and simultaneously the most value for the audience? Where's the gap in the market for these things? Translation, where is my best opportunity? What do I most want this podcast to be known for? Now, just like you, the easy part is figuring out what I don't want, right? I mean, that just leaps to our mind. Or who I don't want to attract. That also kind of easily leaps to my mind. Or the people that I don't want to work with. Well, that's pretty drop dead easy for me. Probably you too. Or the things that I don't want to talk about. The things that I don't want to do. Or the subject matter that I don't want to talk about. Well, that's all easy. I would happily document the process, but it would likely bore you. Besides, I want you to focus on yourself. I'm doing the same thing. Figure out what you need to figure out so that the second half can be spectacular. Now, Lord willing, I'm going to see you tomorrow, and then we'll return next week. So for now, get busy. Do this work. Spend the rest of this week deeply devoted to getting something powerful done. Your one thing. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. See you tomorrow.